If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastard Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just finished a three-game set against the Colorado Rockies, dropping two games out of three. They now head back home to Fenway Park to take on the New York Yankees for a three-game set this weekend. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Nick Diamond and Terry Cushman. So we'll get started right away with game one of this series, Friday night, 7:10, Brian Bello going up against Nestor Cortes. Nick, who do you like in game one?
Unfortunately, I'm going to take the Yankees in game one. I mean, we're facing another left-handed starter in Nestor Cortes. Brian Bello has consistently been the worst starter on the Red Sox this season. I know he has the most wins on the team, but on a Friday night where the Red Sox have probably lost most of their games, I know they've lost, like, what, 15 out of 17 Fridays this season? They're going to lose again to another left-handed pitcher. And they're going to lose game one of this series to the Yankees, unfortunately. And that's my opinion.
Terry, who do you got?
Feel like I'm picking my poison on this one. Two guys that haven't really had particularly great seasons. Cortes overall has pitched a little bit better than Bello, but the way they're trending, I mean, Cortes got rocked a couple of times. Bello has pitched okay. I'm just trying to see. I want to say that, Cortes pitched against the Red Sox on July 5th. Pitched very well, actually. Six innings pitched, one earned run, eight strikeouts. Wow. They took the L that game. Oh, I thought I was going Red Sox on this one. You know what? I'm going to stick with my first instinct. We've got a much-needed day off tomorrow. Bayo's trending in the right direction. The Red Sox offense has been a little bit more consistent. You know Devers is going to be a force this series. I'll give the edge to the Red Sox, but I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah, this is a hard one to pick. I got to go Yankees here because Brian Bello sucks at Fenway Park, 10-14 lifetime with an ERA close to five. I don't like the matchup for him. Cortes, I'm not a big fan of Cortes, but he typically pitches well against the Red Sox, which is annoying because he does a stupid little delayed leg kick and all that crap, but he still kind of delivers a good performance there. The Yankees also so these are two teams coming off a very frustrating series. They're both a little pissed off. Typically, the team that's pissed off that's still on the road delivers a little bit better. I feel like the Red Sox are getting an off day. They'll be back home. They've got the Alex Cora news going to boost them up. I feel like they might be a little bit complacent heading into this series. And I feel like the Yankees are going to come out storming the gates on Friday and just playing pissed off, playing with anger. So I think Bayo's going to get shelled. And again, Cortes is a lefty, and the Red Sox struggle against lefties. So I've got to take the Yankees in game one, as much as it pains me. So game two, Saturday night. This is a Fox National game. So it is Cutter Crawford going up against Marcus Stroman. Nick, who do you like in game two?
So originally I thought the Red Sox would probably get swept in this series. I know that's jumping ahead a little bit here, but Cutter Crawford has a record of 4-1 with an ERA under 2. He has a 1.96 ERA against the Yankees in his career. So I expect him to continue that after he came off, what was it, 7 shutout innings and like 78 pitches last time. So I expect him to continue beating the Yankees, and I think the Red Sox will take game two against Marcus Stroman. I did look up his career stats against the Red Sox. I know he pitched a lot with the Blue Jays. He has about a 3.6-ish ERA against the Red Sox. So I'm going to take the Red Sox and Cutter Crawford against the Yankees in game two, but I would not be surprised if they do lose game two.
Terry.
Stroman did not pitch very well against the Red Sox in his June start. Five innings, gave up seven hits, walked four, which is, well, I guess I shouldn't say he's not prone to walks, because I'm looking at his logs here. There's plenty of games where he's walked three or more, but that was also the game where the Red Sox, I can't remember if they tied the all-time record for stolen bases in one game or if they actually broke it. I can't remember, but it was at least 9 or 10 stolen bases. And they were trying to figure out if it was the tandem between Stroman and whoever was catching him. I don't know if it was Trevino or their other catcher, but it wasn't a good outing. And Cutter Crawford, after his last start against the Yankees, I said he's officially a Yankee killer. They just can't figure out this guy. And so I can't take the Yankees in game two. I'm much more confident in Cutter Crawford getting the W than I am Bayo in game one. So comfortably the Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm feel pretty good about the Red Sox in this in game two as well. Stroman's been better this second half of the season, but Cutter Crawford, I just think he kind of owns that Yankees lineup, and the Yankees lineup doesn't scare me that much. It's really just Soto and Judge carrying them, and no one else is doing anything in that lineup. So I think Crawford can work around that. Hopefully the bullpen's not too depleted by game one if Bayo gets chased out early, but I think the Red Sox this time can get to Marcus Stroman. They've seen him enough. They know what he's about. I think they'll have a good approach against him. They'll know what to do. So I think they'll get to Stroman early, and I think Crawford should be able to comfortably sort of cruise through at least 5 or 6 innings, you know, get into the bullpen then, and they should win that game. So I'll take the Red Sox in game two as well. So with that, we'll get to the series finale Sunday night, 7 o'clock on ESPN. This is the Sunday night baseball game. Tanner Houck going up against Carlos Rodon. Nick, who do you like in game three?
So I think Carlos Rodon pitched today. Is that correct? I'm not 100% sure, but it was either today or was it yesterday? He pitched very well. I think he had 10 strikeouts against the Rays. Again, the Red Sox suck. They suck against left-handed pitchers. And again, I think they're going to lose on Sunday. I know Tanner Houck has been the Red Sox best pitcher all season long, but if you go look at his last 4 to 5 starts, he has been regressing. And I think they're going to lose to a left-handed pitcher. Unfortunately, I think the Red Sox will lose 2 out of 3 to this series against the Yankees.
Terry, how about you?
So this is a game, another one I'm just not comfortable with. Last time out, Houck only went 3 1/3, only gave up one earned run. There were 2 runs that scored that were unearned. He walked 4, though, and just kind of struggled with his command. As Nick said, he's really been sputtering. What does make me a little bit uncomfortable is the Red Sox pretty much tattooed Rodon when he started against us, and he was hot at the time. He came into that game after an impressive run over his last several starts, and the Red Sox just slapped him around. But I'm going to give it to the Yankees. So I think Rodon, bounces back, from the bad start he had. And previous to his impressive start yesterday against Tampa, he did only last about 4 innings in both of those. So we'll see. I mean, both of these teams are not trending well. The Red Sox have only won 1 game since the All-Star break. The Yankees, ever since we faced them in June, they've just, we were the turning point for them, and they've been on this downward spiral. So I don't know what to think here, but I'm gonna give the Yankees one game, and it's gonna be game three.
I am reluctantly gonna take the Red Sox in game three. I think Tanner Houck will bounce back from the weird start in Colorado. That was just kind of a weird series in general. You never know how players will respond to having to pitch at altitude, especially a guy like Houck who doesn't, you know, he's not expected to go deep into games at altitude through the early part of his career. So kind of a new experience for him. I'm going to chalk that up to just kind of a one game weird kind of fluke where he just looked a little bit off. I think he'll dial it back in against the Yankees. I also think Houck is one of those guys that even though he doesn't show it, he kind of gets up for big games, you know, Sunday night baseball back home against the Yankees, crucial part of the schedule for sure. He's going to deliver. I just feel like he might put on like sort of a classic against that Yankees lineup. And the Red Sox have hit Rodon in the past, so he doesn't scare me. I think he's definitely starting to trend upwards a little bit in his last couple of starts, but even though the Red Sox struggle against lefties, I think that they'll get to him. I think he's a guy that they've somewhat figured out. So I'll take Houck, and I just like the pitching matchup. I like Houck better than Rodon. So I'll take the Red Sox in a close one on Sunday night.
So I just wanted to clarify, Rodon pitched Monday night against the Rays. He went 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 10 strikeouts. So it was his first good start in about 4 starts. But again, the Red Sox don't hit lefties well, so that's why I did pick the Yankees to win that start. We'll see what happens. I would not be surprised if Houck went out there and went 6 innings, no runs, and shoved again. Like I would love for that to happen. I would love for Houck to go out there and put him back in the top five of the AL Cy Young voting and see what happens. So, you know, you guys both picked like 2 out of 3 for the Red Sox. I picked 2 out of 3 for the Yankees. I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened at this point. You know, both teams are struggling in the last 5 to 10 days, and we'll see what happens.
So they essentially gave Rodon like a week off after that.
So start. Yeah, after the, it was what, 2 days ago, and then he pitched. Yeah, and they had the probably had a week off for the All-Star break too. So they probably give him like almost 2 days extra of both starts. You know, they probably give him like 8 days of rest for each start.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe they had 2 days off being like a home and home type thing, but I could be wrong. Monday would have been an off day actually, so if that were the case.
Yep. Well, either way, it's a big series coming up, and there's probably going to be some breaking news mixed in during that weekend because, again, it's that time of year. So deadline's coming up next Tuesday. I'm guessing some moves will be made, so I don't know if that helps or hurts them this weekend, but at least, you know, given what we've seen in front of us, that's kind of how we have it going. So everyone enjoy the Yankee series. Keep your eyes peeled on your Twitter feed and keep it peeled on your podcast feed as well, because any breaking news that happens, any major trade, we will be there for it. We will give our breakdown, our analysis, all that stuff. So we're here for you for the next week, a very important week in baseball. So stay tuned, and everyone take care. We'll talk to you later.